Have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and chapter 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 8 and chapter 12. Our text tonight was found in John 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In chapter 12 and verse number 35, then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Turn back to John chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, if you would. We're looking at this theme of Christ the light. In chapter 1, in verse number 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, the beloved disciple John is the writer of the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, he penned these words for us. But the John he's speaking of is John the Baptist, who came as a witness for Christ in chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And then it tells us he came to his own, the nation of Israel, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In 1 John 1:5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse number 17, Scripture says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So Christ is the light of the world. He fulfills the Old Testament prophecies to be the light. In Isaiah 9 and verse number 2, not only a light to the Jewish nation, but to the Gentile nations as well. In Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 60, both of those passages prophesy that he would come as the light of the world. So when you put up lights at Christmas time and you decorate a tree with lights, and you put lights on your homes and all that sort of thing. You put up lights so you don't have to walk in darkness. You turn on the light at home at night when you get up in the middle of the night so you can see and not be in darkness. And the symbol of that is Christ is the light that shows us the way of salvation. He shows us the truth. He shows us the way to God, to come through him who is the light of the world. He's the way out of darkness. We see cities lit up at this time of the year with Christmas lights and business districts. They often do this to try to aid their sales. But we see a representation of light because of Christ, because he's the light of the world. Now, why do we observe Christmas in December? And why on December the 25th? And why do we have lights to celebrate Christ? In the year 164 B.C., History records the Jewish people were under heavy persecution of Syria, and they raised up an army and went against the Seleucid forces. They defeated them under the leadership of Judah Maccabee, and they cleansed the temple and dedicated it unto God. It had been defiled by Antiochus Epiphanes, who had offered a pig on the altar of God. And they made purification, and the menorah, which is the great light of the holy place, had to burn with a special oil that had been sanctified and set apart and prepared in a very special way. And it would take time to get that oil processed and anointed to be prepared to use in the menorah. And they found a small cruse of oil. Their history tells us that that was a miracle, that that cruse of oil lasted for 8 days while it lit up the temple and burned much longer than anybody had imagined that that oil could possibly burn. So now every year, in their winter month, they have the Feast of Dedication, the Feast of Hanukkah, the celebration of lights. It is on the 25th of their month, Kislev. Their calendar is not exactly like ours. It is lunar. Ours is solar. And we have 365 days a year, and they have 360 days a year. So dates don't always fall exactly in conjunction with one another from one calendar to another. In the year 2005, Hanukkah celebration fell starting on December the 25th, Christmas Day. That's the 25th of their winter month, just like our winter month of December 25th is when we celebrate Christ's birth. Now, the Jewish homes would light candles, and those that in that day would have had oil lamps, but today they use candle menorahs. And a menorah has 9 candles. It has 4 on each side, representing the 8 days of Hanukkah. They light one each day, and they often put these in the windows of their homes, showing their celebration of Hanukkah. The center candle is called the servant candle, and it is used to light the candle each night that is added to the celebration. In John chapter 10, if you turn there with me in verse number 22, the Bible says in John 10:22, and it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch, and came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe me not. The works that I do, my Father's name, they bear witness of me. So this was a winter feast. There is no other winter feast in the Jewish calendar of feasts except the Feast of Dedication, and that's what Hanukkah means, dedication or consecration. Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah, the Christ, the light of the world, but the nation of Israel did not believe in him. From this winter feast of dedication and consecration, the church should remember that we celebrate Christ's coming. They celebrate it for 8 days of gift-giving of Hanukkah, the remembrance of the cleansing of the temple, the remembrance of this 25th day of their winter month. And they give gifts. Now, they're not elaborate gifts. The Jewish people give their children something that's called a dreidel. A dreidel is a top, but it's square, and it has Hebrew words on it. And the top of it is a metal post that they can spin the dreidel. And in spinning the dreidel, it will come up, and they'll put in gold-covered coins, which are chocolate candy today. And the kids will put these in the pot, and they'll spin the dreidel, and depending on how the name comes up, you either win the coins, or you put one in, or it stays the same. And when somebody wins all the coins, they divide them back up among everybody, and they play again. And so they spin the dreidel and celebrate in Hanukkah and giving gifts. The time to rejoice, the time of dedication, the time of cooking food and celebrating. And the Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah. I picked up an article here I want to read some things to you from. The eight-day party in praise of God. O Hanukkah, a festival of joy, a holiday, a jolly day for every girl and boy. Spin the whirling dreidels all week long. Eat the sizzling latkes. Sing a happy song. Hanukkah is even the most sophisticated of Jewish people rejoice and celebrate in Hanukkah and the giving of small gifts to their children during these 8 days. The celebration from 164 BC's history was very prevalent by the time Christ came. As legends tell us, this single cruise of oil lasted for 8 days. And each of those 8 nights now, they light candles instead of an oil lamp, and they add to them for the whole time period. And they burn brightly in the windows of Jewish homes throughout the world today. Hanukkah, celebrated on the 25th of Kislev. And most Jewish holidays, Hanukkah is its own special one with activities and foods and the giving of gifts and the rejoicing for God's deliverance for them. The dreidel has Hanukkah, a very lovely holiday surrounded by beautiful light, joyful for little children. Spin the dreidel, spin. How wonderful and fun. If the word nun comes up on the side of the block, nothing changes. If gimel comes up, the player takes the whole pot of coins. If it comes up on hay, H-E-H, the spinner takes half the pot. And if it shows shin, the spinner puts a coin in. If the pot gets empty, everybody adds another coin until the game is over and they divide up the chocolate and eat and enjoy themselves. There are many special foods that are made during that time that add to their celebration. The houses are filled with smells, just like ours are at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so many years, Hanukkah falls in that time frame. And many of those years through history, it fell on our Christmas day of December 25th. The early church, Jesus taught that he is the light of the world. And they knew his meaning when he said that. If there had not been the victory of the Maccabean Wars, then it would be very difficult for us to have everything that followed in its place. The church owes much to the nation of Israel, and Israel has given us our Savior, who is the son of Abraham and the son of David. It has given us the celebration of Easter, pictured in the Passover through the Old Testament feast. In 1 Corinthians 5:7, the Bible says, "Purge sin out of lives like unleavened bread. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." In 1 Corinthians 15:20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." Israel's feast of Passover and first fruits are fulfilled in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. He is the first begotten from the dead. Now Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:13-16, that his believers are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Israel has given the church a Jewish congregation in the early church. The disciples were Jews. At Pentecost, 3,000 were saved and baptized. 5,000 were saved. 10,000 were added. These were Jewish people who converted to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And in that early church, their celebrations would have continued just like the observing of their feast days continued. And then God sent Paul and Barnabas into the Gentile nations to establish the churches to the Gentile world. And so these celebrations carried over into the church from the Jewish faith. No better day than the Feast of Dedication to celebrate the light of the world that came in to provide salvation for all men who will believe. The Son of Man, the light, made himself the servant to light the light of his people, who would become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. As they celebrate Hanukkah for these 8 days of gift-giving and lights and rejoicing and celebration that coincides with the time of our December 25th celebration of Christ's birth, there is no doubt that the overlapping of the influence of their feast has caused us to adopt that into the church's celebration of Christ, who is the light of the world. So when you light lights, if you're not Jewish, then you're not doing it for Hanukkah because of the cleansing of the temple. You're doing it because of the Son of God, who is the light of the world. And He's the one who takes the darkness of sin away. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, my friend, there's still darkness in your life. You're away from God, and you're under sin. Christ wants to save you. He died to pay for your sins. You can come to God and believe tonight and be saved by putting faith in Jesus Christ and what He did on Calvary's cross for you those many years ago. And our celebration has history, and it has a basis, and it has reason. We celebrate the Son of God who came into the world. This week, I hope all of you will have a wonderful experience with your family. If you're traveling, I pray that you have safety. If you're celebrating here at home, I hope that your house is filled with good smells of cooking and lights that celebrate and rejoice Christ, the light of the world. And most of all, that we remind ourselves to stop and worship Him who gave Himself for us. Let's stand together, please. Father, we ask You to bless this invitation. We offer it to You in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
All right, let's take our card one final time. And I'm just going to ask you to turn to the back page.